Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. As we are discussing love on our show this month, I would be remiss if I didn't mention what the Savior thinks of love. And he gives a wonderful definition of all of the things that love is and what it shouldn't be in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in the New Testament. And while this love can be applied to all types of relationships, I think it's really apparent that employing this type of charity and love in our marriages especially would make them happier and more fulfilling. So here are a few things that 1 Corinthians chapter 13 mentions on love. First, love suffereth long. It's patient, tolerant, doesn't criticize. It recognizes that your spouse and you are works in progress. And if your love suffereth long, it doesn't complain or get easily cranky. The second thing that love is kind. It's thoughtful, interested in your spouse and their needs and wants, their comforts. It displays mercy and affection. Love doesn't become indifferent, unconcerned, or unresponsive to the other person. Love also envieth not. It expresses gratitude for blessings and easily is happy for other people's successes. It lives frugally and avoids debt. It thinks of money as a collective resource for the family, not an individual resource. It doesn't resent others or obsess over things that they want and don't have. Love also is not puffed up. Love is humble and teachable. They happily serve and build each other up. They seek the will of God. They're not self-centered, boastful, or offended when advice is given. Love also doth not behave itself unseemly. Someone with this type of love is courteous, respectful of others and their feelings, and not crude or irreverent. Love also seeketh not her own. Someone with this type of love is compassionate, sensitive. They pray often. They seek unity and apologize and forgive easily. They are not controlling or manipulative or looking to blame others. Love is also not easily provoked. A person with this type of love is calm, open-minded, and slow to anger. They don't seek to always be right, and they don't argue frequently. Love thinketh no evil. Someone with this type of love looks on the positive side of things. They're non-judgmental. They're helpful. They're not dishonest, cruel, gossipy, or self-indulgent. Love rejoiceth in the truth. A person with this type of love works to stay close to the Spirit through scriptures, attending church, attending the temple, and having regular family prayer and personal prayer. They don't take spirituality casually or belittle commandments, the doctrine, or church leaders. Love also beareth all things. This type of love has moral courage and stands up for what is right. A person with this love doesn't cower when their values are questioned or become apathetic or yield to peer pressure. Love also believeth all things. This type of love sees the eternal potential of their spouse and family. They see others as children of God, and they work to not be critical, condescending, or hypocritical. Love hopeth all things. This type of love is optimistic, affectionate, openly loving, doesn't nag or find fault or think of the worst-case scenario all the time. And this type of love endureth all things as well. A person with this type of love is responsible for their actions. They have a desire to learn and to progress. They don't complain or avoid doing mature, adult things for the sake of their family or their marriage. And finally, this love, this charitable love, never faileth. It loves unconditionally, it's supportive, it's Christ-like, and it doesn't emotionally or physically stray from their spouse. And all of those ideas on love are from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, but they're also from a talk by Elder Lynn G. Robbins of the Quorum of the 70 in the LDS Church. And he gave this talk about 17 years ago, and I love what he says here. Quote, "Too many believe that love is a condition, a feeling that involves 100% of the heart, something that happens to you. They disassociate love from the mind and therefore from agency. In commanding us to love, the Lord refers to something much deeper than romance, a love that is the most profound form of loyalty. It is also a covenant we keep with soul and mind. Close quote. Well, that's the kind of marriage and relationship that I'm aiming for with my spouse, and I hope that's what your goal is as well. And as I mentioned, we'll be talking about love and relationships all month long on our show. But for additional information on those and other topics, you can visit mormonchannel.org to access our great blog posts, other podcasts, and videos that can help. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. And he said, "We can endure almost anything if we have someone at our side who truly loves us." I love that. And if you'd like a free download of that quote, you can go to mormonchannel.org/blog. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.